August.
Okay.
And I see that two of them are on the agenda. I just don't see the other three. And so maybe they can just be inserted somewhere.
Okay. Okay, because I do remember that, and I apologize if I didn't put them all three of them in there. We can, would they fit under new business?
Okay, so one of them is the program committee mission. So I don't know if that can just be during the program committee report.
Yeah, that can be during the program committee part.
Okay, and then the other one, Ellen had asked a question about the program committee. Who posts the program committee meeting website? The program committee meetings on the website?
Ellen does that, but she has to get the information from the chairman of each committee to put, so she can put the information on the website.
I haven't been doing the program committee. They were doing it for a while and I asked around. Nobody contacted me. But so I haven't done the program committee. I only do outreach. I think Nick does finance. And I do the regular meeting. If someone will give me the information ahead of time, because I do it for the whole year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let me say
that, if I may.
The chairman of each committee should be reporting to Ellen if they want everything posted on the website. Give her the information and she'll do it. Thomas, can you raise your hand, sir?
I'm looking for it.
Chair, why can't people just?
You know what? Because I'm trying to bring order. I'm trying to bring order. So I'm going to let it go this time. But everybody needs to learn how to raise their hand because it's a simple procedure. So be prepared for that next week. I'm going to let it slide to a certain degree this time. But if things get out of order, then I'm going to stop it. Okay. But Martha has her hand up, and then I'll come to you, Vanessa. Go ahead, Martha.
You know, I appreciate what you're trying to do, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the parliamentarian explaining just how to raise the hand. He said, are there any questions? Since there were no questions, I can't understand why we can't go ahead and do what you asked. He explained it very well. There were no questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. and I totally agree with that. Thank you very much, Martha. Okay. But I'll let Vanessa go and then Thomas. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I actually didn't have anything to add. I was just asking why Thomas could not speak since he's the only, as long as it's asked respectfully, that's the whole point, is for it to be done respectfully. But I don't have anything to add. I was deferring to Thomas.
Okay. I'm trying to be uniform and have everybody do the same thing without making exceptions. So go ahead, Thomas O'Rourke. He has his hand up. Go ahead.
Both the chair, as vice chair of the program committee, I attempted to, contact both the interim chair and, the long-term chair. But we did discover, through miscommunication among us that no one had informed Vinny, Jax at the station to, remind him, to post our meeting. So we, attempted to have a brief phone chat, but only a few people actually phoned up. There was no program committee meeting this month, in other words, is a long way of saying it. And it was due to internal disorganization, but we have since informed Vinny, Mr. Jax, of the dates for the rest of the year, so proper notice should not be a problem.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. O'Rourke.
Chair.
Just for future reference, the procedure is that a chairman of the committee should give the information to Ellen and Ellen will have it put on the website. And if that doesn't happen, then you run the risk of the information not being on the website at no fault of the secretary.
Chair, excuse me, Vanessa asked to be recognized.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
The last agenda item that I had requested back in July was the question that had been raised by a member kind of rather consistently, and he didn't seem to be able to get an answer, and nobody seemed to know. And that question was, are LSB and committee meetings recorded, and how can these be accessed by members? So I don't know if that can be placed on new business. I've tried to get the answer, and I can't figure it out. So maybe somebody knows.
Okay. Okay. We'll run that question back, and maybe somebody will answer, because I'm not sure myself either.
Okay. So is that under new business?
If we're not sure, we'll put it under new business, and then we'll have an answer about it by the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If we can't get an answer tonight.
Appreciate it, Chair.
Okay. Okay. Next item is, the station management reports. Is Jerry or Katia here? Jerry or Katia? Okay.
Chair, Vanessa asked to be recognized, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I think communication went out that, Katia's father passed.
It did.
And so I don't know if that was yesterday or today, but it just happened.
Right. It went out today. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. But no, Jerry Parrish is not present. So we're going to skip past the, management reports, and go straight to the finance committee reports. Nick, is Nick or somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here, Arthur. Thank you. So I sent out the finance committee reports yesterday afternoon. The station is doing pretty well against its plan. We're about break even to budget. We are ahead of based on June financials. We're actually a bit ahead of our our revenue is greater than our expense by over $100,000. That doesn't account for certain payments that we haven't made for central services. But the station is doing very well. The pledge drive, the mini drive is going well. Jerry reported on Monday that we are 50% to the goal of $150,000 as of Monday. So I will take any questions.
Okay. No questions?
There's a hand up from Thomas Blanton.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Rhonda.
Shoot.
Thomas Blanton.
Okay.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Hi. I had considered joining the finance committee, and I sent some questions to the chairman. He referred me to the finance committee. I didn't get the questions answered, and in part because I didn't get the questions answered. I talked to the chairman of the finance committee and decided, based on the number of people on the finance committee, that I wouldn't pursue joining it. But I also wanted my questions answered. I asked that they be put on July the 6th. I asked that they be put in the record. Do you know what happened to that process?
I do not. I haven't seen the questions, Thomas. And if you could resend them to me, I'd be happy to respond to them.
Well, Arthur has seen them twice.
Yep, I have seen them. But I remember I told you, I thought since you were joining the committee, I referred you to bring them up at the finance committee meeting. And so that's why I didn't forward them, because I thought you were going to be a part of the.
And then I notified you, and I specifically asked that they be put in the record.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, when you say put in the record, I don't understand where you put in the record where.
Well, that was left up to you all, but I thought that they would be sent out with the either finance committee report or with your report.
Okay, well that would be, but you still that would have to go through the chairman of the finance committee, which is Nick, and then he put it in his report, and then the report is sent to the LSB, and then we would make it a record because Ellen attaches all the reports to the minutes.
The finance committee, this is on another part of it. The finance committee sent out their reports prior to this meeting. Two of the reports you could click on and open. The third one, WPFW Finances, you had to go through some procedure of downloading it. Can somebody explain to me why they're treated differently?
I can answer that, Chair. It's the format in which we receive the report from the CFO's office. Thomas, if you look at your email, I resent the report out again. I think it should be in a format that you can read.
Okay.
Okay, we're going Thomas O'Rourke and then Eileen. Thomas?
I think my hand was up from earlier.
Oh, okay.
No, this is for Nick.
Yes.
Sorry. Nick, could you repeat the amount that's been pledged so far and what percentage that is of the overall drive goal?
As of Monday, it was over $75,000, which is 50% of the $150,000 goal.
Okay. Okay. With another week to go. Yes.
Yes.
All right. That's all. Thank you.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That was it, Thomas O'Rourke. Okay. Eileen, you got your hand up.
Unmute. Okay. Yeah. Why can't we hear what Thomas Blanton's questions are now while we're in the Finance Committee report? At least the questions, so we know if we can answer them.
Well, he has a lot of questions, so he has them written down. So I will forward that email to, unless he wants to, I can forward the email to Nick or Thomas can forward it either way.
Nick and then to the committee.
Yeah.
Committee members.
Yes. Okay. Okay, any more questions? Wait a minute. Kathleen has her hand up. Kathleen?
Yes, thank you. I just want to acknowledge the work of the programmers in terms of how well we're doing with our goal. I think that is important to do. So thank you to the programmers who are really doing the hard work of raising this money, and in this moment, especially in August, it's really a tribute to them that we're halfway to our goal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Pardon
me?
Hey, okay. I've been trying to get through and trying to do procedure. Not able to get through.
Okay. Well, you're in there.
I'll be recognized.
Okay, yes, you can, but you know how to put, you on phone or you on phone by way of Zoom?
I'm
or
on
you
the at, phone. I'm
okay,
on the phone.
You got to do start 9 with the raise your hand.
I know, I did all that. That's
okay. You can see it. Okay. But anyway, you want to say something now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Pinchback.
I just wanted to, thank, Nick Arena, for the steady hand, that he's, instituted. You know, in terms of managing our finances, there's a talent that goes unrecognized, and it's definitely been a very, very, very positive, influence on the station's finances. And, I just want to say thank you and acknowledge your work. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Okay. Eileen, did you have something else? Oh, that was, okay. Okay, does anybody else have any questions for Nick or the Finance Committee? Okay, we will now move on to the Program Committee. Program Committee report and questions.
Mr. Chair, you said there was no veto Program Committee report tonight. Thomas.
That is correct.
I'm sorry. That's right. Sure. That's right. Because it was
Mr. Chair, I'd also add that I'd be willing to discuss further the PBR, which you had allotted some time with. I hope, but you know, we can do that at the appropriate time.
Okay. Well, we're a little bit ahead of schedule, so if you all want to discuss that now, it's fine with me if that's okay with the board. Okay, no, any objections to that?
Yes, I'm objecting to it. This is Kathleen. I raised my hand.
Okay. Okay.
Chair, I have a question. There's some other agenda items that were included during the program committee report about the July report. And so, I mean.
Okay, so we'll allot this program committee report time to address anything or concerns that anybody has about the program committee.
Okay,
Unless they don't have a report.
Okay. Vanessa has to be recognized.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay.
Kathleen, I'm sorry, Kathleen, you had her hand up. Kathleen, you?
Well, I expressed my objection to hearing about the programmer's Bill of Rights, but I guess I thought maybe I'd be asked to say why I'm objecting to it.
You had the floor. You could just say it. Okay, go ahead.
Does my objection mean it won't be talked about?
Well, it depends if we have to I have to ask if there are any objections to what you're asking. If not, and I'm not sure if Vanessa is getting ready to talk about that specific topic.
I am not.
All right, well, wait. Then may I just finish? May I then?
Yes, go ahead. I'm giving you back the floor.
All right. I'm sorry. Thank you. I am objecting because I had understood that there was going to be a process of exchange, communicating about concerns about this programmer's Bill of Rights. And perhaps I missed it in my emails, but that's essentially why I thought there was going to be discussion had and more explanation coming from the program committee about the need for the Bill of Rights. I asked three questions during the last meeting that were not addressed, but I had anticipated that there was going to be some further exchange and discussion. So that's the basis for my objection. I mean, to my understanding, nothing has been communicated since the last meeting about the value, the purpose, et cetera. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, we have the option because it's really under unfinished business later on in the agenda. However, if we're not talking about that, I don't know, I'm getting ready to ask Vanessa, is hers relating to that or is it something else? And I said we'll utilize it for that since we're not doing a program committee report.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Wait a minute, hold it. I got somebody else that has their hand up. I'm acknowledging persons with their hand up first. If you don't put your hand up, then you will be acknowledged.
You have to explain that to me. I'm just simple. I'm putting my voice out there to be recognized at the appropriate time. That's all.
Okay. 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 That was Martha. You had your hand up, Martha P.
Yeah, I did, but it was answered because I had seen where under the unfinished business, Thomas was going to talk about the PBR. So we're going to talk about it now during the program committee. Is that correct? And then we won't have it during unfinished business.
No, we're going to wait till unfinished business now because we got an objection. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Vanessa. Chairman,
thank you so much.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let Ron get in before
Ron,
you
start. That's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
No, my issue was addressed. It's going to be in the unfinished business part of the agenda. And I just wanted to say, let's proceed with the agenda as we agreed.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Okay. Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay. So, issue I'd like to add to the program committee report, relates to something that was discussed at the last LSB meeting. It has to do with amending the June report. And so I sent an email to all LSB members at 6:25, and I actually sent two documents, but the most recent one was 6:25. And so it has I presume that what I have, it says program committee minutes, but this is all I have. So I presume this was the program committee report. If you open the document, it has a big number 2 at the top, in kind of magic marker. And then if you scroll down some, and you'll see under new business, there are, two small changes that are suggested for the June Program Committee, I presume, report.
Okay. So have you presented that to the chairman of the Program Committee?
We had a very, 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 very long discussion at the last LSB meeting, and I asked him to make the changes, and he flatly said no. And the parliamentarian said that I needed to present the changes in writing to the LSB in advance, and so here they are. So it's two brief proposed edits. And I don't know if everybody can see the document, but the document currently reads, it's just two or three sentences. It now says jazz programming on PFW is decreasing. And I propose to change that to the program committee chair claims that jazz programming on PFW is decreasing. The second change goes to the third sentence, which says this discussion stems from the removal of jazz programming on Friday nights. The change would be this discussion stems from the removal of 2 hours of jazz programming on Friday nights. Those are the two changes that I propose to make to what I believe is the program committee report, although this document says minutes, for June.
Okay. In all due respect, I understand what you're saying, but this should be handled by the program committee. Y'all need to take a vote on that and handle it before it gets to the LSB level.
We tried that. We had a very long discussion about this very thing at the last meeting. I asked the chair at that time, the program committee chair, if he would make changes to the report, and he said no. So then my understanding is that I would come back to this meeting because I said, oh, okay, we'll just have to talk about it in August again.
Okay.
And so I'm bringing it to this meeting as it was my understanding I was supposed to do with the instruction provided by the parliamentarian who said, present it in writing in advance to the LSB so they can see it. Okay. So here it is. I'm following through with what we said at the last meeting.
Okay. Two words that you have not acknowledged, and that was in advance. We're in the meeting now, and we're not going back to look at that right now. But what I'm trying to tell you is that when if you can, you make a motion. The chairman, remember, no one person makes a decision on a committee or the board. So it has to be agreed upon by way of the committee. So you can make a motion to take a vote on that change and work that out with the committee. And then if they don't follow the proper protocol by you making that motion to make those changes and they don't vote on it, the chairman cannot say no unless the committee, the consensus of the committee agrees. So before y'all bring something to the LSB, The committees are supposed to handle that before it comes here, and it does not seem at this point that y'all have followed that protocol.
Okay, so, I followed that protocol. I've been dealing with this.
No, issue. You didn't ask to vote. You didn't ask for. You didn't make a motion for it or call
okay,
for a vote.
Okay, that's why I sent it. I'm not trying to make a decision. Clearly, I'm not. These are proposed changes, and so if I need to make a motion, then I'll make a motion. I'm happy to do that.
Mr. Chair, hands are up.
Okay,
hands are up.
Okay. Okay, but I'm just trying to finish up with Vanessa here, and then I'll call on the hand.
I'm following the instructions.
She mentioned parliamentarian, so I'm going to have to step in.
Okay, so I'm following the instructions as I understand them from the last meeting where this was discussed ad nauseum. So I've come back with here's the edits I propose in writing, given to the LSB prior to the meeting.
In advance, Vanessa, you keep saying prior to the meeting.
What is in advance? I'm not understanding.
Give everybody a chance to read
Chair.
It and see it before we are in the middle of a meeting.
Mr. Chair, you need to call on the parliamentarian. I can straighten this out.
Okay, go ahead, John, please.
Okay, she had mentioned parliamentarian a couple of times in her statements. But let me advise the board what the proper procedure is, and I have done it in the past because if you remember, if anybody on this board remembers me talking about a minority report and a majority report, if you remember that, this is what was said. If a committee is doing a report to the LSB, it's not the minutes. The minutes don't count as the report. You can't send the minutes to the LSB and say, this is my report. A report is separate from the minutes. If you are a member of the program committee, and before you submit your report to the LSB, you have to have the agreement of the whole committee on your report. If you do not have the agreement on what the report says, then you have the option of sending a minority report. So then you send in a member of that committee makes up a minority report because they don't agree with the majority report. So when it's time to present the report at the meeting, the chairman of the committee says, I'm sending this report and here is the majority report, but Mr. Chair, talking to Arthur McLeod, Mr. Chair, there is also a minority report. And so then the chair says, okay, well, now that we've heard the majority report, now I will hear the minority report. And then the board will vote on which report they're going to accept. Okay. Either the majority report or the minority. Now my hand goes down. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Vanessa
you.
Has to be recognized.
Okay. Well, I have two people before you. Okay. I'll go to them and I'll come back to you.
All right.
Okay. Mr. O'Rourke is next.
I did want to respond to Ms. Malloy's objection and the fact that, and I did write down her questions that she had last meeting, and I did answer them. Maybe not, you know, not sufficiently, but I did give a brief oral response. I apologize if I didn't follow up in writing. I know one of the questions had to do with the old what we determined to be in need of editing PBR and grievance procedure. And, you know, I'd sent that many times. So but in any case, I do recognize that. And I did state that there is a collective bargaining agreements across the network, including among unpaid and volunteer staff, though how strong they are, I don't know. But I have, and I believe I shared a copy of the unpaid programmer bill, contract with the board prior as well. So just as an attempt to satisfy her. Thank you.
Okay. Who called a point of order?
I did.
Okay. What is your point of order, sir?
Order is that we're not here to argue the merits of anything other than what's on the table. Okay. So it's already been decided. That's going to be dealt with, you know, okay. at unfinished business. So let's proceed.
Oh, okay. But that's an incorrect point of order, but we're going to move on. Eileen, go ahead. You're next.
Mute. Yeah, sorry.
I can't talk right now. I mean,
please mute yourself, Thomas.
I'll give you a call.
I'll work through your conversation.
Yeah,
okay. Whether we deal with this or not, or wherever it's dealt with, the other member who sent her edits to the program committee report, I'd like her to consider her language. She inserted the program committee chair claims that jazz programming on WPFW is decreasing. The word claims implies that it's false, that it's wrong, and I don't think that's the way to phrase things in a report. I would suggest, if you want to put anything at all, you would say the program committee chair expressed his opinion or his belief that, but claims is a bad word to use. Thank you. That's it. Yeah.
Agreed.
Arthur, you're muted. Arthur, you're muted.
I'm just talking away. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, what I was saying is that to put this to bed as far as this, the reports on which one we're going to decide on, as the parliamentarian stated, we're going to Vanessa just needs to do a minority report, and then we will go forth from there. If they cannot agree in the program committee meeting, then she can do her minority report, and then and when they bring it to the LSB, we'll either accept it or approve it or disapprove it.
Vanessa okay. asked to be recognized.
Okay, but Kathleen is first. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to say that the parliamentarian's important point, distinguishing between minutes and a report, is something that I think the all committees should take into account, in particular the program committee, where there seems to be challenges as far as reports and minutes and et cetera. So I think that this would, in terms of Eileen's concern about language, I mean, you know, Vanessa was thinking about minutes versus a report, and those are obviously two different items. So thank you.
Okay. And understand, there are two different things, and all I'm saying as far as the minutes is concerned, once we vote on deciding whether, if they get to that point, because first, like I said, they had to follow proper protocol. We get to the point where we have to go back and look at the report, the regular, minority report and the program committee report. Then at that point, that will be placed in the LSB minutes, but there are totally two different things. The report will be placed within the minutes once the board either approves or disapproves of the minority report. Okay, who was next?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Blanton.
Oh, Blanton. No, Vanessa spoke up before Blanton put his hand up.
I'll defer to Tom. I'll defer to
okay.
Tom.
Okay, go ahead, Tom. Thomas Blanton.
I move that we treat Vanessa's actions as a minority report, and then I have comments on my motion.
Okay.
I can get a second.
If Vanessa can second, I second.
Okay. Okay, so that's a motion on the floor? Okay.
Question?
Who has a question?
This is Ron to Vanessa.
Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, my question is, Thomas was saying her actions. I just want to know from Vanessa, she said she was willing to amend some of the language as part of her actions. Is that what you agreed to, Vanessa?
I'm not sure I understood the question, Ron. I'm sorry.
Okay, when Eileen made the suggestion about the language,
oh yeah, I agree to that. I think her language is better. I agree with her.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. And if that's the version that Thomas is saying that he's willing to accept as a minority report, that's what I wanted to know. If that's okay with you, with that that new language?
Yes, absolutely. That is fine with me.
Okay, I'm gonna let Kathleen speak, and then I'm gonna stop. Yeah,
Vanessa, I gave up the floor for Tom. If I could just say one more thing.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I just want to make clear. I understand the difference between minutes and reports. It's a process that has varied, it seems, with the program committee, depending on who's chair, in terms of what gets submitted. So when I ask for the June program committee report, this is what I got. So this is all I have. And so this is what I made the amendments to. So you're right. There has been some confusion in that committee with regard to minutes versus report. I am trying to amend the report, which is why I'm bringing it to the LSB. I tried first in the committee, and then I asked the chair at the last meeting point blank, and he just said no, he wouldn't make any changes to the report. So look, it was said to bring it back this month to present to the LSB, which I am doing. So all of this stuff about my whatever, but I accept Thomas's motion to present this as a minority report, and then the board can decide.
Okay. Okay. Kathleen, I'm gonna let you speak, and then that's it for this, and then I'm gonna say my piece and move on. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Yes, thank you. I know we're taking an awfully long time on this. I mean, I think really indeed we don't, well, if the revised version by Vanessa becomes the minority report, you know, what is the majority report? Is that the unrevised version?
Yes.
And, okay, then that's my only clarification. Thank you.
Okay.
So to share point of view.
Vanessa.
No, I have a question. I have a question.
No. I said after Kathleen speaks, I'm closing this out.
I don't understand what you said. I don't understand what your answer was. Because the LSB would be voting on making what's presented before them the minority report?
Okay. Okay. This is what I'm getting ready to explain all of that. What I'm just telling you what the preference is, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. The preference was, it's for me, as I said earlier, to go back, take it back to the program committee, get everything in order with the minority report and let the committee decide if they want to accept that language, then we won't even have to go any further. But now that Thomas Blanton has put a motion on the floor, we have to deal with that motion. Because that's what I'm saying. I mean, like I said, you keep missing the fact that this was supposed to have been done, in advance, and you just submitted it during the meeting. So
that's a point of personal privilege. That's not correct. That is not correct.
Well, you just sent it. I'm just going by what you said.
I sent it at 6:25 before a 6:30 meeting. That is in advance of the meeting.
No, that's not what we consider.
I don't know what the deadline is. If there's some 3-day,
everything that I put it into the agenda, everything that we want to put in the agenda was to be turned in by last Sunday. So this is not in advance. That's why we have the reports on Saturday and anything that wants to be added to the agenda by Sunday, unless there are extenuating circumstances, which I granted for you this time.
I was not submitting a report. I was submitting amendments to.
But that's you want to call it a minority report now. But
that's
we're in the middle of.
That's what you want me to call it. That's not what we agreed to the last.
No, this is what Thomas Blanton just made a motion to call it.
That's fine. I accept that, but I'm just saying the rules are changing. I'm just trying to follow the rules.
No, the rules.
So now the rules are changing.
No,
before it was submit the language in advance and have the.
I'm still saying that, but since
about this with the program committee.
Okay. Point of order.
Vanessa.
Point of order.
Vanessa.
You have not called on Vanessa.
He did recognize
me. I recognized him. I did.
A long time ago.
That's okay.
Is there a time limit?
The rules did not change. But when Thomas Blanton made the motion, that's what made the change. I had already said, go back to the program committee and then submit, take a vote with the committee to get a consensus. If they may want to change, they may accept it and change the language, but you don't know that yet.
Y'all did not do that process. You're not hearing me. I did that 2 months ago. I did.
I need to step in. This is a parliamentarian. I need to step in, Chair.
Okay. Go ahead, parliamentarian. Go ahead.
Yeah. As Eileen was saying, there's too much back and forth.
Okay.
And that's not allowed.
Okay.
But I would just say this. Now that the board understands the difference between minutes and a report, you actually have to be a member of that committee in order to submit a minority report.
Yes.
Okay, she is. Okay, so yes. Then what I would suggest would be for her to, if the committee cannot agree on what to report to the LSB, then any member of that committee can object to the majority report and formulate their own minority report and submit it to the LSB. And right. So that's what I think Thomas Blanton's motion is,
right,
to take into consideration that Vanessa's report will be the minority report. And when they both come to the LSB will look at the majority report, which is the program committee report. I think somebody called it that. And then they will look at the minority report, and then the LSB will vote on which report to accept. Right. End of story. Thank you for your time, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you.
I am not submitting this to be a
minority. Wait a minute, Vanessa, why are you speaking out of turn?
You're right. I did not ask to be recognized. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. Next hand up is Dennis Williams.
Yes, since the motion is on the floor, can we just go ahead and vote?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We have the motion on the floor. So we will take a vote on those that want to go with the motion and make this this a minority report or not.
This is not what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to make this the majority.
Vanessa, you keep speaking out of turn. This
defeats the purpose. And then if they vote,
you second the motion.
Not to make it a minority report. Tom Blanton, is that what you were saying for this to be the minority report?
I think you need to hear him out. What we hear and what you hear are two different things.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to decide whether we want his motion was to go ahead and accept the document that you just submitted at 6:25, a minority report, and you seconded it. So now that motion is on the floor. So now we're getting ready to take a vote on it.
Okay. Should I call the names now?
Well, let's see. Yes, we will. Martha and Kathleen had their hands up, but I said I'm stopping it right here. Unless they have something to say that's not related to this. Is this not related? Is it related, Martha?
Yes, it is. Could you repeat the motion, please?
Go ahead, Thomas.
To treat the actions that Vanessa has taken as the minority report so it can come before the LSB. To treat Vanessa's actions that she has taken on this issue to be the minority report of the program committee in July, so that then we would have the two reports before us and be given the opportunity to vote.
Okay. Okay, does everybody understand the motion at this point? So we can, okay. Okay, we're going to take a vote. Okay, Ellen, go ahead.
All right, Thomas Blanton.
I'm sorry. Point of order or question, please?
Okay,
I'm so
sure
sorry.
The correct point of order. Go ahead.
Yes, I will. I want to be clear that what Thomas is proposing is simply to approve Vanessa's actions as the minority report. Comparing the majority and the minority report is separate. So what we're doing right now is just voting that this is the minority report.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Ellen, go ahead. We're voting for or against.
Okay. Thomas Blanton, yes or no, for
yes.
or against?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Wayne Bruce?
Yes.
Marsha? Vanessa?
Yes.
Craig is not here. Julie?
Yes.
Sabu, did he come yet? No? Okay. Kathleen?
Yes.
Thomas O'Rourke? Thomas
yes.
O'Rourke?
Yes.
Martha?
A question before I vote. Was the minority report already sent out? Because I haven't seen.
That was the issue, that it was sent at 6:25.
I haven't seen it.
This evening.
Mr. Chairman.
Ron, wait, we're in a minute of a vote.
Ron Pinchback. Ron
yes.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Eileen?
I abstain.
Okay. Tim Willard?
Yes.
Tim Willard? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Dennis?
Abstain.
And Lewis Wolf, did he come yet?
Yes.
No.
And I said
no. He's here.
I abstain.
You abstain. Okay. All right. And Marcia was the only other one. Marcia? She was on the call before, so I don't know. Okay. The yeses, those that are for.
You forgot to call me.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to do you last.
Yes.
I didn't forget you. No, okay. I wouldn't forget you. Arthur.
Yes.
Don't forget, okay. Ellen, you're supposed to do the count before you call him last. Tell him what the count is before he votes.
He goes, okay. Ooh, all right.
So let's try one time. Go ahead.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so it's 8 people, yes or 4. Okay. Arthur, what do you say?
Wait a minute. You didn't tell the negative and the abstention.
Oh, the negative. Okay. Negative is 1 and abstentions are 3.
Now you can call on him.
Arthur, what do you say?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 9 yeses. So 4. Okay. The minority report.
Okay. So
being considered, not okay.
Yes.
So Chair Vanessa asked to be recognized, please.
Okay. Martha has her hand up first.
Okay.
Go ahead, Martha.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I'm assuming that everyone who voted yes already saw the report. You've read the report. That's all I want to know. I can't vote on something that I haven't seen. Okay. I'm finished.
Okay. Well, Martha, she read the statements. It was just 2 statements, and she read them. So if you didn't read it, she read them to us, a moments ago. So anyway, so those that didn't read it heard what she said. So, okay. So now we have it as we can look at it whenever we get ready now and understand that that is the minority report to be considered at this point. Let me ask one question. If you all would like to, consider it when we get down to unfinished business or new business, or would y'all want to try to do that now?
Can we just move ahead with the chair if it's possible so we don't have to revisit this thing?
Vanessa, will you stop talking?
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I really am. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I had already asked to be recognized, and you said yes. And then,
yeah, but I didn't. You didn't. I said
then you start, never mind. If that was my fault. I should have asked again.
Right.
My apologies.
Okay. Okay. I got 2 hands. Dennis, and then Kathleen. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I move that we vote on the 2 program committee reports now.
Okay. I don't think that's okay. Well, I can't say that. Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All right. We'll take another vote.
Mr. Chair, that's going to take a 2/3 vote.
That's going to take a 2/3 vote. And, yeah. And understand everybody hasn't had a chance to read the previous report and to compare it to what the language is now. But if you all wanted to go ahead and vote on it without that, we'll go ahead and do it. It's already been seconded. So now we'll take a vote on that.
Yeah, and the reason, Mr. Chair, is because the agenda has already been voted on and you're making a change. So it takes a 2/3 vote.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, this is going to be for the 2/3 vote.
No, so I have
point
a question.
Of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. What is your point of order? Make sure it's a correct point of order, sir, this time.
Well, I just want to be, I want a clarification of what the parliamentarian just said. If we vote on this tonight, it has to be with a 2/3 majority to win it. If we postpone this vote, that 2/3 or have that vote next week, that vote is not subject to that rule. I just want some clarity on that.
May I clarify, Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Paul. Right,
okay, this vote that we're taking now is to make a change in the agenda. That's all it is. In other words, they want to vote on these two reports now under program committee reports, the majority report and the minority report. They want to do it right now. So that's a change in the agenda. So therefore, it takes a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so if the vote were taken next week or the next meeting, it would not require a two-thirds vote.
That is correct. If you move this issue, as you were saying, Ron, to postpone these reports to the next meeting, then it would not take, because it would be on the agenda automatically already.
Chair Vanessa has to be recognized.
Okay, Kathleen was next.
Oh, Kathleen.
Okay,
sorry.
I got Kathleen, Thomas Blanton, and then Dennis, and then Vanessa. Okay, go ahead, Kathleen.
I'm sorry, yes. So, this is difficult to try to do some of this verbally. What I'm understanding from the parliamentarian, the vote between the two reports does not require two-thirds. What requires two-thirds is putting this on the agenda at this moment. Is that correct, Mr. Parliamentarian?
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. So Ron, just to clarify for you, this isn't about choosing between the two, and tonight is two-thirds and next week it's a majority. It's the two-thirds is only if we're going to have it on the agenda tonight. Now, I am concerned that the chair is saying that if someone makes a motion, because Thomas Blanton just made a motion about Vanessa's report, and that didn't require a two-thirds to put it on the agenda, and it wasn't on the agenda. So now I don't understand why this motion, which is made, why this motion now requires two-thirds to approve it. And Mr. Chair, in particular, you have indicated to me that, you know, board members can make a motion during meetings. And even though your preference is to have them ahead of time, and I think that's right, I just don't understand this right now. The chair seems to be saying that a motion has to have two-thirds to go on the agenda. And again, I'll just be redundant and repeat, we just approved, consider Thomas Blanton's motion about Vanessa's minority reporting, and the parliamentarian did not say that that motion required a two-thirds because it was a change in the agenda. So thank you. Those are my comments and observations.
Okay, we're going to come back to that because that's a good question. Okay, let's see who's next. Okay, Thomas Blanton.
My understanding of the agenda might be a little bit different. My understanding is that the committee item is on the agenda, and it has been tradition apparently that people think that the committee item is committee report, the items for the committee to talk about to bring to the LSB. I stand corrected if that's not correct, but my understanding in terms of organizational procedure is that you put committees on the agenda, and then committees can choose what they bring forth to the larger body. I said when I introduced my motion to have Vanessa's actions be considered as a minority report, I said I had additional comments. I'd like to give a few of those additional comments now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Just like you're trying to impose additional discipline on the LSB so that we can function better, one of my concerns, one of my efforts in working with the LSB is for us to work together better, just to treat each other like people and just work together. And it's frustrating when members put a lot of energy into their items and they get bogged down by procedure, but we know that the person has, you know, good intent rather than trying to help the person just pursue their issue. And then if I disagree with the issue, I can just vote against the issue and not use procedure as a way of defeating the issue. So, obviously, I don't know how many of you all know Vanessa and I, we're long-term friends, and I can just hear the frustration in her voice, and I commend her for being able to fight through this because I couldn't do it, you know. And that's why, like I said earlier, you know, I choose not to join a committee with 10 people on it, you know, because I can just see I don't have time for that, you know. So I think in terms of a better functioning board, a better functioning LSB process is to help people at least get the issues to the forefront and just vote on the issue. you know, not use procedure to defeat the person.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's see. Next is Dennis.
Yeah, I agree with both Kathleen and Thomas. And since program committee reports is on the agenda, I don't see this as a change in the agenda. And I would like to go ahead and vote on the relative reports now, just straight up and down vote.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, that would be out of order. That would be out of order.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't call on you yet. We'll get back to you. Go ahead, Alan. Alan has a minute. Ellen?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to explain, and I thought maybe this would help us get to the vote, that Thomas's motion was procedural. The two-thirds vote on whether the minority report or the majority report is more substantive. So we already did the procedural, took care of the voted on. Now you can do substantively looking at the minority vote, the minority report, and the majority vote. Can we go ahead and vote?
Yeah, well, okay. Let me hear what the
problem. That's why it would be 2/3. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me hear the parliamentarian.
Yeah, I just want to just explain it easily. Okay. The motion to make Vanessa's report a minority report, as Ellen said, was substantive. And so it didn't say when that report would be presented. It was just to make it a minority report. Had nothing to do when that report would be submitted. Now, the program committee, when you first got to it on the agenda, they said that there was no program committee report. All right, now I'm understanding that you want to change the agenda right now and give the majority report, the program committee report, and also Vanessa's minority report. You want to do it right now. So what my final statement is that making her report a minority report had nothing to do with putting it on the agenda. It just has to do with making it a minority report. Now you want to change the agenda and put both reports on the agenda here and now. So I hope that answers Kathleen's question about why the vote to make it a minority report was only needed a majority, because you didn't say when that you were going to do that report. But now you want to put both of them on the agenda, and you're changing the agenda. So that's why you're putting a 2/3 vote, because at first you said there would be no program committee report. Thank you. I'm finished.
Okay.
Vanessa asked to be recognized a while ago.
Okay. You got two hands up in front of you, and this is the last round because everybody's speaking over and over again. Okay. Kathleen, this is the last round. Kathleen, Thomas, and Vanessa, and that is it. And I'm serious. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Yes. I think we need to leave this and move on and just deal with this later. The only comment I would make to the parliamentarian is, I think everyone understood that we were voting substantively, not to make some future report, the minority report, but that we were voting on what Vanessa presented. So, no, the parliamentarian didn't really address my concern, and I disagree with how he's characterizing the vote. Yeah. But I do think we just need to move on because this is too much in the weeds. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thomas?
I'll wait. I'll let it go.
Okay. Vanessa?
So I agree with what Kathleen, Thomas, and Dennis said. I too disagree. I'm not following the parliamentarian's logic about how somehow magically this has become a change to the agenda. Certainly not. It's all under the agenda item of program committee. I'm sorry, I was just reading a rather rude comment in the chat. Sorry. I'm actually tired of dealing with this, but I am determined to deal with it. So whether it's done tonight, we can take a vote. It's up to the chair to decide whether or not the parliamentarian is correct, or I can just wait until next week, bring this back yet again. This has been since June, July, August, dealing with program committee reports. And, you know, so I am determined to get it done because I believe it's important for the record to be right. So I'm willing to put it on next month. Now, I hope the rules don't change again by next month, because I thought I was following the rules for this month by what was said last month. So if the rule for next month is just it's submitted, it is now submitted in time for next month. It is submitted.
Okay.
And so everybody will have a chance to look at it. We can vote on it next month, and then we don't have to debate about the parliamentarian seemingly to me making up stuff, and then we can just go on and have a majority vote.
Okay. But we have a motion on the floor now to take to vote now. So,
but how would it be counted? By simple majority?
No, it's going to be a 2/3 vote. And the reason that is because you all keep saying that this is the program committee report. And I told them, I said, okay, well, since they don't have a report, we're going to take this time to address your issue, Vanessa. So that means that's totally different from the program committee report. That's where he's talking about the agenda. This change. This is no longer the program committee report and questions.
I asked for this to be put on the agenda.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know, and that's what I said, but this is still different because it's not on the agenda. You did ask. That's my fault. That's my fault that I didn't put it on there. But now that this program committee report is not the program committee report now. So that's why it's a total change to the agenda. It's my fault that I didn't put your part on there, and I've already apologized for that.
I shouldn't suffer for that. I should not suffer for that.
Well, neither should anybody suffer for it. Nobody should suffer for it, and we're dragging this on too long.
So, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Thomas Blanton has put the motion on the floor, and we have to address the motion. Unless he wished to withdraw it to next meeting.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I've got a point of order.
Wait a minute. The point of order. This better be a point of order. Y'all keep calling points of order.
This is my point of order.
Okay, what is your point of order?
What 2/3 vote is to decide whether or not we're going to consider this issue. So the 2/3 vote is not about comparing these two reports, which we don't have them in front of us. We don't have the report from June.
Exactly.
Okay, so we don't have the reports. So I'm finishing my point of order, please. The point of order is to say 2/3 is just whether or not we're going to consider this tonight. That's all I want to say, because people are mixing it up.
Okay, but we already decided that we were going to consider it.
Mr. Chair.
I didn't call on you yet, Ron.
Stop
right there. You all are not calling correct points of order. When you call a point of order, you're supposed to tell what the violation is. If there's no violation, then that's not a point of order.
Point of order is that Mr. Blanton withdrew his motion.
Okay, I didn't hear him say that. So
when did I withdraw my motion?
He didn't say that.
I thought you said that you were going to withdraw.
That's why you all are supposed to wait for turns. So you call something that's totally out of line and inappropriate, Ron.
I thought that's what I heard.
You didn't hear that, so let's keep it moving.
End of story.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Yes, Thomas.
My motion, has already passed.
That's right.
We're stuck on. My understanding is the July program committee reported. Vanessa has since been trying to amend it, and now we have characterized it as the minority report.
Right.
What was coming before us was whether or not the July program committee report would contain the language that Vanessa is putting forth. That's the vote. The report has already been given.
Right. Okay, but nobody's seen it because it was just submitted at 6:25.
No, the July report was given.
Right, they have to go back and people have to go back and read it. You want everybody to stop in the middle of the meeting and go back and read it?
As you pointed out a few minutes ago, she read it in this, in the course of this.
No, I'm talking about the other report to compare it to. You have to compare the languages.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You have to compare it. You have to look at the other language and then look at this language.
We spent almost this much time in the July meeting on the program.
That's why I'm trying to bring it to a stop now, but everybody keeps wanting to continue on it. I already made my suggestion to accept this as a minority report and then bring it back to the next meeting where everybody has time to look at it and then can vote on it. But they want to vote on it now. So because you called, you made the motion. Your motion's been accepted. So now let's vote. With sight unseen.
Can you put this one back?
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Mr. O'Rourke. What's your point of information?
I'm just going to say this, that what I'm looking at for Vanessa is minutes, her version of the June meeting. We've made it clear that there is no August report from the program committee. There was a June and a July report. Her amendments refer to the June meeting. And from what I gather, what I'm reading, it's a handwritten 2 hours of. Is that about it, Vanessa? That you included in that?
You're looking, Thomas. You're looking at the first one. I sent a second one that has a number 2 at the top. I put in language right. That says the chair claims Eileen improved my language, and said, which is. It's fine with me. And that is what occurred.
25. Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now I'm confused because Thomas said July. And
I might have been wrong.
Okay, see, this is why this needs to stop here.
I know it had been given because we spent a lot of time on it. Craig gave the report.
Okay. Okay. Can we go ahead and take the vote now? State your motion again and we're going to take the vote. State your motion again, Thomas, and then we're going to vote.
I didn't make the second motion. I only made the one that passed.
You just also said that you that we vote right now.
The issue before is now the two. But Kathleen and the parliamentarian raised another issue, whether we should vote on it. And I'm not into that. That's not my issue.
Are you withdrawing your motion? Because you made
Wait a minute. The motion that I put on the floor has passed.
Right, and you made another one. You made a second one. You made a second one, sir. We already passed one, and you made the second one, saying to vote on it right now.
I'm going to admit the second.
Ellen is going to have to read it. I'm going to have to read it back out of the minutes.
The second motion was to vote tonight.
Right.
That may have been my motion.
No, you agree.
I thought so. I didn't think that. You're right.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian's hand is up.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that what we should be voting on right now is whether to consider both of these reports right now.
Right, exactly. And
that's with a 2/3 vote to consider both reports right now.
Okay. Ellen, take the vote, please, so we can move on. I'm not calling on anybody else. Everybody's been spoke 2 or 3 times about the same issue. Let's go ahead and vote.
I thought there was an attempt to withdraw that motion.
Oh, you
I did too.
You can't withdraw a motion. The person cannot withdraw a motion if it is seconded. It would have to have the approval of the entire board by a majority vote to withdraw the motion.
Okay. Okay, we're moving on. We're going to vote. The motion has been made. It's on the floor. We're going to vote and move on. Ellen?
Okay, so again, to make sure that everybody understands that they're voting on whether it's the minority report or the majority.
No, Ellen. Let me stop. May I correct Ellen, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, sir. Yeah.
We're voting whether to put the issue of the majority report and the minority report
now on
the agenda right now.
Oh, Lord.
So okay. If you get a 2/3 vote, if that passes, then right now you will discuss the majority report and the minority report, and then the board will vote on which one they will accept for the record.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. That's what we're voting on.
Okay.
All right. So who would you like it to put it on the agenda?
Right now.
Thomas Blanton, right now. Thomas Blanton. Mm-hmm. Thomas Blanton.
Ellen, I don't know what you're asking me.
Do you want this? Your motion was saying that this.
It was not my motion.
Dennis. I'm sorry. Are we going to deal with this right now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Mr.
Yes,
Chair,
like
there wasn't.
Right now.
There was no second to the motion.
Yes, it was. It was.
Point of order. Who
Dennis
seconded
made it and I seconded.
Yeah.
Dennis
that's why he thought it was me.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, let's move on. Okay. That's it. We're in the middle of a vote. Please, everybody be quiet until your name is called and you vote either way. Let's go. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. Thomas Blanton.
Yes.
Now, are you voting now or later?
Now.
You want it now or later?
Now.
Okay. Wayne Bruce. Now or later?
Now.
You know it.
Marcia. Did she come back?
I'm here. Later.
Vanessa.
Later.
Donna's not here. Craig's not here. Julie.
Now, yes.
Did Sabu come yet? No. Kathleen?
I'm sorry, later.
Okay. Thomas O'Rourke?
Abstain.
Okay. Martha?
Later.
Ron Pitchback?
Later.
Ali?
Can I say never? I'll say, I'll abstain. This is ridiculous. Two phrases.
Okay. Tim Willard?
Later.
And Lewis Wolf?
Now.
Dennis?
Yes, now.
Okay. So the now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 individuals. The later is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 individuals. And there are 2 abstentions. So the later one.
Arthur didn't vote, but I have a said later.
Sarah has a vote.
Oh, yeah. Arthur. What later. Did you vote?
Later.
Later? Okay. 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 So 7. Later.
Okay.